with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A new poll shows how Democrats and Republicans feel about their own parties.
About 15% of Democrats surveyed by the Associated Press and the Nork Center for Public Affairs Research describe their party as weak or apathetic, and another 10% say the Democratic Party is ineffective or disorganized. Democrats and Republicans were asked in July to share the first word or phrase that came to mind when they thought of their own party. Overall, people held a dim view of both parties, with 43% viewing the Republican Party negatively, compared to 39% seeing the Democratic Party negatively. But Republicans were about twice as likely as Democrats to describe their own party positively, with 4 in 10 Republicans using words like patriotic or hardworking. Donna Warder, Washington.
Federal officials have opened an investigation into Jack Smith, the former special counsel who investigated then-candidate Donald Trump before his re-election. Bob Agnew reports.
The Office of Special Counsel, an independent federal agency, has confirmed that Smith is now under investigation on suspicions he engaged in illegal political activity. Smith was named special counsel to investigate Donald Trump by then-Attorney General Merrick Garland in November of 2022. He prosecuted two federal cases against Trump in the lead-up to the 2024 presidential election. The president and his Republican allies, including Senator Tom Cotton, have accused Smith of violating the Hatch Act, a federal law that bans certain public officials from engaging in political activity. Bob Agnew reporting.
A relatively mild 3.0 magnitude earthquake shook the New York metropolitan area Saturday night. The earthquake hit in the New Jersey suburb of Hasbrook Heights at a depth of about 6.2 miles. This is SRN News. Christian countries are on the wane.
According to the Pew Research Center, Christian nations, defined as those where a majority of people identify as Christians, make up 120 of the 201 countries and territories on Earth. But that's down from 124 in 2010. The four countries that fell out of the majority Christian ranks over the past 15 years are the United Kingdom, France, Australia, and Uruguay. Elsewhere, the ranks of the religiously unaffiliated are growing. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In its effort to protect female athletes in Olympic sports, the Trump administration provided the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee a detailed legal brief on how such a move would not conflict with the Ted Stevens Act. That's the landmark 1978 federal statute governing the Olympic movement. Legal expert Jill Pilgrim calls the Trump guidance a well-thought-out, well-reasoned set of arguments. This is SRN News. This past week, Australia bans children under 16 from holding YouTube accounts. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Communications Minister Annika Wells says the government's implementing the law on behalf of parents who want and deserve better protection for their kids online.
The evidence cannot be ignored that 4 out of 10 Australian kids report that their most recent harm was on YouTube.
YouTube was listed as an exemption in November in Australia when the Parliament passed world-first laws that banned children younger than 16 from platforms including Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok and X. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The band Oasis has expressed shock and sadness after a man fell to his death during their concert at Wembley Stadium in London. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.